Welcome to the Thrive Her podcast, where we empower women to take control of their unique health conditions and wellness journey during perimenopause and beyond. Our goal is to help you dream big and reach your fullest potential in every part of your life. Each week, the podcast dives into expert insights, natural solutions, and inspiring stories to support you on your journey. And now, here's your host, your no-nonsense naturopath, Rochelle Wade.
Welcome back to the Thrive Her podcast, and welcome to 2026. This is the exact time of year when a lot of women feel intense pressure to start strong and reset everything, becoming more disciplined, overhauling their diet, and almost treat their body as a new year project. January arrives and suddenly there's this relentless expectation that we must somehow become more structured, more consistent, more in control version of ourselves instantly. But I want to begin this year with a very different and I would argue disruptive message. Your body is not a New Year project. Your body is your power, your greatest asset every single day of the year. The moment you stop approaching your body as something to fix and start approaching it as something to partner with, the way you experience health, energy, and lasting change shifts entirely. Because the calendar turning over does not reset your physiology. It doesn't erase the load that you carried from December. It doesn't automatically stabilize your nervous system or your hormones. January simply gives you a moment, a strategic pause to stop treating your body like a car to be repaired and asking, what does my physiology need from me now? And that is far more powerful and a Thrive Her approved place to begin the year. Most New Year's resolutions fail not because women lack motivation or commitment, but because they are all built on pressure rather than physiology. Your nervous system cannot regulate under pressure. Your metabolism cannot stabilize through restriction. Your hormones cannot rebalance if the systems underneath them are stretched or depleted. And your gut can absolutely not thrive when your body is operating in a state of urgency. January motivation does not override biology, and it shouldn't have to. Women often tell me, I start strong and then I lose momentum. But what's actually happening is that their strategy didn't reflect their body's capacity. The body wasn't consulted. The plan didn't match their physiology. And so the body did what it always does. It communicated, not through failure, but through fatigue, irritability, intense cravings, disrupted sleep, or simply that sense of, I can't sustain this. It's not a character flaw. It's a profound misalignment between expectation and biology. Now, I want to acknowledge something critical here. Your body is capable of magnificent change. It can rebuild resilience. It can restore energy. It can calm inflammation. It can stabilize blood sugar. And it can support your gut and hormones into a more predictable rhythm. But your body creates that change when the approach honors how it naturally functions. And this leads me to a foundational Thrive Her principle. And I come back to this over and over and over again. Your body is built for abundance, not restriction. Biologically, your body thrives when it feels supported, nourished, and safe, not when it's pushed into deprivation, overconsumption of stress, or extremes that intensify the load. Restriction contracts the system and limits capacity. Strategic support expands it. When you give your body what it needs, stability, nourishment, rhythm, recovery, it responds with more capacity, more energy, more clarity, and more balance. And that is a far more powerful, sustainable way to move into a new year. So if January isn't about overhaul or fixing a broken thing, what is it about? It's about intentional strategic partnership. It's about aligning your habits with how your body actually works, not how you wished it worked. It's understanding that your nervous system needs regulation before it can handle resilience, because steadiness precedes intensity. It's recognizing that your metabolism needs consistency before it can tolerate challenge or change. It's appreciating that your gut needs calm before you introduce complexity. And your hormones need safety, rhythm, and foundational support before they can settle into balance. It's not about lowering your standards. It's about creating a physiological foundation that your body can genuinely build upon. When you stop treating your body as something to whip into shape and start treating it as a partner, everything becomes clearer and so much easier. So what does the beginning of a year in alignment actually look like? It looks like choosing one or two non-negotiable habits that anchor your day. Rather than trying to change everything at once, small consistent anchors create stability, and stability is the foundation of genuine capacity. It looks like creating small pockets of nervous system energy recovery, say a quieter morning or an intentional pause throughout your workday or a slightly earlier bedtime. It looks like supporting your metabolism with regular balanced meals rather than starting the year with restriction or extremes. It looks like acknowledging how your cyclical nature influences your energy and your mood and adjusting your expectations gently rather than pushing through at a punishing linear pace every day. Now, these aren't dramatic, headline-making changes, but they are the changes that build a body that feels supported, not stressed. And that's where the biggest, most sustainable shifts happen. Now, if you're listening to this and thinking, I want to build momentum this year, but I want it to be sustainable and actually supportive of my body, then I'd love to invite you to join our 30-day micro habit revolution starting on February the 1st. It's a very simple, powerful WhatsApp-based program designed to help you create small, achievable, consistent habits that support your hormones, your energy, your nervous system, your gut, and your overall well-being. Each day, you'll receive one micro action or gentle prompt directly to WhatsApp, something you can genuinely integrate into your day, even when your life is full. No pressure. No overwhelm, just meaningful, sustainable change, one small step at a time. You can join us by using the link in the show notes. Now, before we wrap up, I'm excited to share that our next episode tackles a challenge I hear about from women almost every single day. This episode is titled, Why You Wake Up at 2 a.m., the cortisol pattern that no one talks about. If you've ever found yourself suddenly awake at 2 or 3 in the morning, feeling wired, slightly anxious, and wondering why your body just won't stay asleep, this is the conversation you've been waiting for. We're going to move past the generic advice of just take melatonin or it's just your hormones and look at the actual cortisol rhythm that's disrupting your rest. We'll talk about why this happens specifically in perimenopause and postmenopause, and more importantly, the strategic shifts you can make that will finally help you take your nights back. So that's the episode for next week. If you're tired of being tired and wired, you'll want to make time for it. Until next time, keep believing in yourself. Keep striving for more and keep thriving because your best life is just ahead.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Thrive Her podcast. We hope you found valuable insights and practical tips to help you on your path to achieving everything you want in life. Remember, with the right support, you can achieve anything. If you love this episode, please share it on Instagram stories and tag No Nonsense Naturopath. Also, if you enjoy the podcast, you'll love a Thrive Her membership. Check it out at thrivehher.vip. Each interaction helps others find this valuable information. Connect with us on social media and join our community of thriving women. Until next time, stay empowered, stay healthy, and keep thriving.